New concerns from parents about Unit 5's response to the sexual abuse allegations against a first grade teacher.
Statements like this do not satisfy me, but they sound more like passing the buck.
That's Glenn Elementary School parent Claire Hedden. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, August 15th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with Glenn Elementary School parents calling out Unit 5 School District for its handling of complaints against and the arrest of Jonathan Hovey. WGLT's Mary Cullen has more.
The Unit 5 School Board Wednesday heard public comment from a woman whose daughter was in Jonathan Hovey's first grade class at Glenn this past school year. Hovey was arrested earlier this month on 6 counts of predatory sexual assault and abuse for alleged misconduct with 2 students. Claire Hedden says she was in the room when Hovey was walked out of class for the last time.
I was volunteering on Monday, April 15th, about 9:30 a.m., when he exited the classroom, escorted out by Principal Oster.
Hedden says neither the school nor the district communicated with parents about what had occurred until weeks later, when a letter from the school's principal explained Hovey was removed for personal reasons. Hedden says it took too long for parents to learn the full extent of those personal reasons.
A WGLT news article 4 months later on August 3rd was how I found out that my daughter's teacher was accused of sexually abusing students in 2017, 18, and previously in 2005.
Hedden questioned the board to clarify its process for documenting and investigating concerns and complaints filed against its teachers and staff. She was joined at the board meeting by a group of Glenn parents, but was the sole spokesperson. That group of parents after the meeting expressed frustrations with how the district has handled the traumatic event, many saying they felt the district was not showing empathy. Hedden recalls an email from Glenn Principal Carrie Oster after Hovey's arrest, stating,
"Current district and school administration was not employed by Unit 5 at the time of the 2005 alleged incident, but officials said Unit 5 cooperated with authorities at that time. Show me." Statements like this do not satisfy me, but they sound more like passing the buck.
Unit 5 previously told WGLT it cannot comment in depth on the matter due to it being an ongoing investigation. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. City Manager Tim Gleason has named Bloomington Police Co-Interim Chief Dan Doneth and Parkland College Police Chief William Holbrook as the finalists to replace retiring Chief Clay Wheeler. Organizers of next month's Household Hazardous Waste Collection event in Normal are hoping two-hour wait times for drop-offs won't happen. They're using an appointment-based system for the September 7th collection at the Rivian plant. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in Springfield yesterday, headlining Democrats Day at the Illinois State Fair. She says she wants to capture the spark of the Illinois Democratic Party and thinks next year's election will be won in the Midwest. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. One of Bloomington Normal's most deliciously charitable events is coming up this weekend. It's Brugula, the charity beer, wine, and musical festival that's run by the Bloomington Normal JCs. The Friday and Saturday event will be at the Normal Corn Crib. I spoke with Gwen Robinson, co-chair of this year's event.
And this is our 20th annual Brugula.
20th annual, okay. Didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about. We're going to be 21 next year, so fully legal to drink then.
So what is new at Brugula this year?
So this year, you know, we were really lucky, as my husband and I, as new organizers this year, to be able to build on all of the hard work of former JCs who have really honed all the systems of creating a Brugula. So this year we said, what can we bring to it that's new? And last year we had 25 Illinois breweries at Brugula. So this year we said, part of our values for this event are supporting local. You know, we take the profits and we divide them between local non-for-profits. So why don't we make sure that we're spending money for the event in the same way? So we have 40 Illinois breweries and 58 total Midwestern breweries coming to Brugola this year. So we completely cut out our national and international selection for beers, and we're doing just completely Midwestern, keeping that money with the people who are doing cool things in Illinois and in the Midwest.
What kind of music is on kind of the entertainment side of this thing?
Oh, sure. So we switched from doing big acts to doing smaller local acts. So you're really going to be seeing, you know, 1 to 3 people with an acoustic setup, just kind of spaced along the concourse of the corn crib. So as you walk through with your beer taste, you'll have that acoustic music kind of channeling through as well.
So I love the theme that you've come up with this for this year, Beerosaurus Rex. You're currently wearing a T-shirt with a beer-loving dinosaur on it. How did you come up with that?
You know, my husband's kind of a goofball. He's known as the Batman by a lot of people because that's how he likes to introduce himself. And when we decided we would take on Brugola XX, he kept telling people there'd be dinosaurs. And like the type A planning type of person I am, I finally said, okay, if he keeps telling people there's going to be dinosaurs, I better plan for it. Yeah. So that's how it became the theme.
Okay, and just to clarify, how many dinosaurs do you think are going to be at the event?
At least 20.
Okay, that's a lot of dinosaurs. So I remember when this event, my first time going there was maybe 7 or 8 years ago. It was at the Interstate Center at that time, and it was a bit of a smaller affair than I'm sure it is now. This thing has really grown over the last several years, hasn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's what I mean when I say, you know, we're really building this year off of the hard work of so many other JCs, because every year it's grown, the branding has grown, and really what it is as an event has grown. You know, it used to have much more an emphasis on having these big bands, and now we've moved more towards the craft beer side as that's become more popular in Central Illinois. But yeah, it's become a pretty large, you know, I'd even say a beer festival of Jurassic proportions.
Brugola opens at 6 p.m. Friday. The event is for adults 21 and over, and that means no kids, no pets, because, you know, beer. Before we let you go, the City of Bloomington and Illinois Wesleyan are hosting a public meeting today from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Hansen Center to discuss the future of the former Electrolux property just north of downtown. They're trying to find a buyer to redevelop that vacant land. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.